This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield and we're here in Manchester for the undisputed Cruiserweight Championship of the World between holder Alexander Usyk and the challenger Tony Bellew. Great excitement, great atmosphere here. Let's catch the main man himself, Tony Bellew. Tony, what gives you the belief that you can go up and beat one of the best pound-for-pound boxers in the world right now?
The same belief that told me I could be world champion, the same beliefs that told me I could win British Commonwealth European title, the same beliefs that I've earned me nearly double-digit millions. Just the belief, mate, that I have, so I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm honoured. I can't believe I've had so much support off people. Mate, I never thought this life would be possible for me. You don't understand, when I was a kid growing up, you don't understand what I thought of me, man, what I was going to have to do for the rest of my living. I definitely had a jail cell included in that at some stage. I've come from absolutely nothing and I've got to heights that I never dreamed ever possible. I come from two fantastic parents. My dad's a great father, my mother's a great mother. But when you come from where we come from, you're given no way out. I came from school with not a single qualification. I found a way out, mate. And I hope everybody who comes from the same place I can do what I've done. And all I've done is stay dedicated and believe in myself. And that's the reason why I'm where I am today. I'm at the top of boxing. The world of boxing is watching me right now. I never dreamed this would be possible. It is. I'm here. Saturday night, mate, there's going to be a new king of the cruiserweight division. Alexander Usyk, as great and as good as he is in for the shock of his life.
Dave, as Tony's trainer, what was the first thought that ran through your mind when he said, I want to take on one of the greatest pound-for-pound boxers in the world, Alexander Usyk?
Well, it was before he spoke to me, I knew, because when I heard Usyk call his name out, so I knew the fight was on straight away, because I know Tony's reaction, and I knew what was going to happen. So, yeah, I was just like, wow, okay, because I wanted him to retire, and he was retired, and I just thought, oh, God, we've got to do it all again. And so we're here, and, you know, it's big.
You're trying to climb another mountain and almost achieve the impossible. Yep. What gives you both that belief that this just could be possible?
Because I know what Bellew's capable of. I know what he's capable of. And I believe that on Saturday night that whatever it takes, you will see that. He will show what he's capable of on Saturday night.
Eddie, what sort of challenge has Tony Bellew set himself against you? So if he can achieve the impossible and beat him, where does that rank in British boxing?
I think it goes down as probably the biggest and best win by a British fighter potentially of all time. You know, it puts him up with the legends of the sport. Usyk is a monster. You know, he's 15-0, he's undisputed champion, he's a genius. But Tony's not deluded. You know, he knows, you heard him up there, he gives him the respect, he gives him the praise, but he just believes he's going to find a way to land that detonator on his chin. We all know Tony can punch incredibly hard, and I can't wait for Saturday. It's huge.
And what will fight fans expect on Saturday night?
Well, a great undercard and just culminating in just a great event. You know, the first time in British history that there's been an undisputed world championship fight between one of the best maybe fighters of all time, he may go on to be Usyk, and just a British fighter that has consistently given his all and given great entertainment for the British public, stepping up to try and do the unthinkable, trying to go down as a true British great.
So there you have it, Alexander Usyk versus Tony Bellew here in Manchester. He who dares wins the undisputed Cruiserweight World Championship. I'm Jonathan Pinfield, this is KO Radio on Live Sports FM. Let's get ready to rumble.
The highlights of my career, I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
And he's got him!
From the American. Massive hook with the right. Massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans. I love the fight world. I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
he's becoming a big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. You know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance, so maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go for my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.